If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming up.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You have a new text message. You have a new text message.
Text Roulette, always trying to help you out. If you don't know how to handle a situation, what can we solve for you? It's brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever. You text in, we get a bunch of them. We grab this. It's our text roulette wheel. We spin it and we find out where we will land.
39.
Number 39.
And keep in mind, if we don't get to your question today, that doesn't mean that when we spin the wheel next time, we won't land on it tomorrow. So that's why you want to keep listening to text roulette at 620, 820, and 920, because you never know. We might get to your question.
This has probably happened to a lot of you. And we got to help this mixed listener out. So mixed family.
Is this urgent?
Yes.
Oh, really?
It's just happened this morning, it seems like.
Okay.
The text says, I forgot my project at my house, and I'm on my way to work. What do I say? So obviously,
you can't turn around and get it?
Doesn't sound like it. By the time, you're going to be late.
Oh.
What do you say?
Oh, no.
What do you say when you get there? Obviously, answer number one is diarrhea. I'm sick. I'm not feeling the greatest. It's there.
So this isn't a case where you can tell the truth? This isn't where you can say, I can't believe I'm saying this. I'm embarrassed to say this. And I understand there's going to be consequences for this. But the truth is, I forgot it.
No.
Can I please go back and get the project and start over?
No, you don't do that. You come up with the excuse. You come up with the best work excuse.
What was that diarrhea song that they would sing as kids? You're sliding into third diarrhea. I don't know the words to it. I just know kids used to sing that all the time.
When you're heading to first and your pants are about to burst.
Diarrhea. You do know the song.
When you're going for the double and your pants begin to bubble. Okay, let's stop it now. You want third?
You would still know.
Home rhymes with foam. Let's just say that.
You probably don't remember anything that you learned in school.
No, just that.
Not at all. Mm-mm. But that's the stuff that our friend Radar here has learned.
And they could say, then you should have taken extra time at home. All right. What kind of excuse can we come up with? What's your best work excuse? We used to sit in high school and think about excuses all the time. You didn't read that? Let's help you out. What can we say?
Yeah, but don't you think management's going to see right through that? If you forgot the project at your house. I feel like you'll show more integrity if you just own it. And say, it's kind of like when you get pulled over by the cops. When you get pulled over by the cops, my friends that are police officers have said, if you openly say, officer, I recognize what I did wrong, and I'm sorry, and it won't happen again, they'll typically say, oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, well, yeah, you're right. You shouldn't be speeding. Okay. Here's a warning. Here's a warning, sir. Go on your way.
Don't you usually start crying sometimes? That people say, yeah, if you start crying, or... My nephew has told me this, and his dad was a police officer, retired now, my brother-in-law. They have said, tell the officer you're not feeling well. Diarrhea. Again, no! That's why you were speeding. And I was like, you're going to let people off? They're like, I don't want to deal with that.
Now, this is also why Radar and I are not in management, because these are our suggestions. Is there a manager listening to this? What would you want your employee to say to you? Probably the truth, but how should they frame it so that they're not in as much trouble as they probably think they're in? Radar, what was the original question here?
It came in to 414-432-1099. I forgot my project at my house and I'm on my way to work. What do I say? Not what do I do, what do I say?
The truth.
No, you can't do the truth.
The truth.
You got to come up with a good work excuse. Somebody's got one. Don't you? Doesn't somebody have one?
I don't even know what I would say. I would
just throw it out there.
I would maybe blame my dogs. One of the dogs got out of the yard and I was running around trying to catch the dog and it made me late and I left it on the counter. I don't know, but again, I feel like a manager's going to see through that.
I don't know.
I'm sorry, mixed listener, you're dealing with this morning. I don't know if we're helping much, but who has some other advice that they want to offer up for the text roulette question this morning?
Right. 414.
What do you say when you forget a work project at your house?
414-432-1099. You can call. You can text an answer in. Let us know. What's a good one to come up with? A good excuse. Something believable.
Don't you just feel, by the way, the anxiety that this mixed listener has by sending this in such a panic to the show?
Oh, absolutely.
My heart goes out to you because, look, you probably have a lot going on in your life right now. This project was probably one of those things that was going on in your life. We've all been there. Where you feel like you're pulled in a million different directions. Nothing is getting its full attention.
Yes.
Nothing's getting the best attention.
Now you're coming onto the dark side.
Tell your boss that. Or quit your job.
No. Help out this mixed listener for Text Roulette.
We'll get to your calls coming up, but first, a break from our sponsors.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You forget your project at your house. Now you're on your way to work. What do you say? That is the text roulette question. It's Elizabeth and Radar here on the mix. Packer fan Tiffany, you have a good work excuse that you use or something that maybe you'd offer up to say, hey, say this, and they'll totally like give you, they'll believe you or they'll give you a little leeway.
Well, I'm kind of on Elizabeth's side. I mean, if you're a good employee and it is something that doesn't really happen, like you haven't really forgotten anything, just tell them the truth.
Oh, like, you people
hey,
are boring.
Really
you're not going to tell them the truth.
No, tell them the truth.
No, you're
but
not.
Also, like, I'm so curious what this project is.
Can we message back and ask?
Who has... I did. I messaged
did.
This person.
Okay.
I found the text here and I messaged them back. Like, what was the project? Like, I'm picturing those book reports that you do as a kid or a diorama or something. What was... What was the project?
Y'all are too nicey nice. Look, we even have a text here at Packer Van Tiffany. You call and leave a message saying, I will be late. I have to turn around and go back home because I left the project at home. Sorry. No.
No,
then
it's
they're
going to
go, oh, then you're not reliable. You forget things. Now you're going to be late.
But is it a physical project? Don't we have technology now where these things are saved to computers and phones? I mean, here's right. another one that we have a text here. HR manager here.
Uh-oh.
HR manager.
Are we busted?
Just be honest, please. What are we doing here? If the employee is that worried about getting in trouble for a simple, honest mistake, it doesn't sound like a supportive environment. Now, if this is a regular occurrence, that's a different story. Tell the truth. Be sincere. Yeah. Come on, you're human. These things happen.
Y'all, come on. You've all been like stuck in that situation where something just comes out of your mouth. You're like, oh, I don't want to like admit this, but boom, something else you spit out.
But Rainer, there's times where you and I have to bring things into work. We have a lot of props for WISN 12 News.
Uh-huh.
There have been times where it's like, oh my gosh, I left the peanut butter in the pantry.
Or?
The morning I forgot my makeup.
You drop the pickle jar on the floor, it cracks and breaks, and then we can't do Thirsty Thursday.
See? Just be honest. Everybody's brains are preoccupied with a million other things. I would say, message you're going to be late. Don't you think, Packer Fan Tiffany, turn around, get the project. But I'm dying to know what the project is.
I am dying to know what it is,
too. Yeah.
Packer Fan Tiffany, thanks for the call. We'll let you go.
All right, you have a good one.
All right, you too. I think I'm kind of stuck in high school still because I'm like always trying to come up with excuses, even in my adult life.
And weren't you the one that hit in school detention a few times?
I did, yeah.
Oh, yeah,
I took a go-kart down the hall, and then I also bailed. I dipped out of class, and I just wanted to hang out in May.
Sarah, what did you want to say about this question this morning, the text roulette, that they're driving to work and forgot the project? And they said, what do I say?
Sarah, is it you? Did you text that question?
No, so I would just honestly be honest and accept the consequences, but if you're going to come up with an excuse, I would use this one. This is my best thing. I would say that I was busy with my kids in the morning, and I forgot to make their lunch the night before, so I had to make their lunch, and I forgot my project.
No, wait a minute. What's the difference between an excuse and an explanation? Because this is sounding like an excuse. But I feel like the explanation needs to be the truth. I can't believe I did this. I really apologize. Trust me when I tell you, the project is done. But I did leave it at home. Can I get an extension? Can I go back home and get it? I mean, managers need their staff to be vulnerable, and hopefully you can be vulnerable, like the HR manager texted in. Doesn't sound like a supportive environment if you're that worried about being reprimanded for forgetting this.
Another manager texted in, as a manager, trust comes from vulnerability, and if this person isn't honest, then the supervisors and peers can't really trust them. Honesty is the best way to go. We're all human, and we make mistakes. That's what you have to be. You have to be honest, and just own it, and then your team is much stronger.
Right. Well, that's what I said the first time. It's better to be honest and accept the consequences.
Right.
That's what I would do.
Yeah.
I think that would have gotten me out of a lot of issues in high school if I was just honest and not like fibbing about stuff.
Tell the truth. The truth will set you free.
Thanks, girl. Thanks, Sarah.
Yep. Thank you. Have a nice day.
You too. Bye.
And if you have a problem, do we have any more text messages we need to go through at
Everyone is saying tell the truth.
All right. Morning. Don't lie. Be sincere and apologize. You are human. All right. So
it happens.
Just tell the truth. We got to find out what this project is.
I know. Again, I messaged this mixed listener and hopefully I'll have some kind of update for you. But I feel like they have bigger things going on this morning that they're probably not.
Yeah. They're trying to come up with
a text back in.
Trying to come up with an excuse. But no, don't come up with the excuse. I guess I'll jump on that side. I'll grow up a little bit.
You will gain, believe it or not, more respect owning it than not. Don't focus so much on what the mistake is. The worst thing to do is to make another even bigger mistake.
All right, so if we can help you out with anything going on in your life, it's called Text Roulette. You text in the question. This one popped up this morning. So 414-432-1099. What can we solve for you or have our mixed family solve for you? Text it in for Text Roulette.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.